Join KMUW for Literary Feast this month as we read What We Can Know by Ian McEwan. We'll meet on Wednesday, October 29th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at KMUW for a group discussion and dinner from public. Guests are invited to bring a beverage to share, and Watermark Books and Cafe will be there with next month's book. Tickets are $15 at kmuw.org. Literary Feast is made possible by The Spice Merchant, a founding sponsor of the Arts and Culture Fund.
Good morning. It's Thursday, October 9th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, KMUW movie critic Fletcher Powell looks at a movie that reminds us how powerful it can be simply to treat people with care and love.
Tenderness and kindness seem so rare in movies, and increasingly so in real life, too. Enough that it feels remarkable when we see it, and it moves us in a special way.
Fletcher's review of A Little Prayer coming up after the news. Spirit AeroSystems won't pay taxes on a 144,000-square-foot manufacturing facility until 2030, thanks to a tax deal approved by the City Council. The deal continues a 2018 tax abatement granted to Spirit on the condition that it add and maintain 320 new jobs. Spirit only hit that target last month. Spirit officials say the pandemic and grounding of the 737 MAX, which is made in part in Wichita, made adding jobs difficult. Councilmember Mike Hoheisel says he still sees benefits in the arrangement.
This is a lifeblood profession within our district, within our city, and I do think it's important to work with them as best as we can.
Spirit says it plans to fill 600 new jobs by January. Next month's election will decide hundreds of local school board seats across Kansas, including Wichita. As KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports, election watchers say this year's races are shaping up differently than in the recent past.
Over the past 4 years, a wave of conservative school board candidates have won seats at local and state levels. They protested COVID-19 school closures, critical race theory, and other hot-button issues, and they were supported by national conservative groups. Leah Fleiter with the Kansas Association of School Boards says this year's field is different.
It's not like, 2 years ago when we had, the Moms for Liberty people and we're going to flip the board. It just hasn't played out that way.
Fleiter says there are still controversial races in some districts, but overall there's not the same level of partisan politics or funding from national lobbying groups. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
The Wichita Board of Education has moved its regular meeting room out of North High School. Earlier this week, school board members began holding their regular meetings at the district headquarters building at Lincoln and Edgemore, which is the former Southeast High School. Crews converted the school's former library into the new boardroom. The cost was about $300,000. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld says the new boardroom saves money because it doubles as a staff training room. It's also accessible to people in wheelchairs.
Safer security-wise, it'll be ADA compliant, and it will be more economical because we can use the AV equipment 5 days a week instead of 1 day a month.
The former boardroom and lecture hall at North High was constructed as part of the 2000 bond issue. Many upper floor spaces on main streets in Kansas towns are unused, but as Noah Taborda of the Kansas News Service reports, there are state funds available to help turn these empty spaces into affordable housing.
The Kansas Department of Commerce has $250,000 available to support new upper floor housing in commercial buildings through the Kansas Main Street program. Communities in the program are designated towns working to preserve their historic downtown districts. Assistant Secretary Matt Godinez of the department says some new housing units will be ready within a year.
Downtown is everybody's neighborhood, so investments like this are going to really help the draw for these communities as they're trying to recruit people, recruit businesses.
Last year, the Kansas Housing Resource Corporation estimated a need for about 4,000 new homes in rural Kansas. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
The Dole VA Medical Center is hosting its annual homeless stand-down on Friday in Wichita. The event offers services for anyone experiencing homelessness, not just veterans. More than 50 providers will participate and offer services such as counseling, help with housing, and employment assistance. Officials with the VA also will attend to help veterans. The stand down is this Friday from 10 to 2 at Hyde Park, which is near Douglas and Hydraulic. Last year's event served over 200 people and distributed thousands of food items and donated bicycles. The Wichita School District is hosting an information fair this weekend to connect families with community resources. The Scholars Sideline Support Fair is 9 to 2 this Saturday at Wichita Southeast High School near the corner of 127th Street East and Pawnee. There will be food and door prizes. Wichita area organizations will have resource tables with information on education, health, and family services. The event is sponsored by the Wichita Junior Football League, Wichita Collective Impact, and the school district. The Wichita State men's basketball team will hold an open scrimmage Saturday against Drake University. The scrimmages used to be closed to the public, but the NCAA now allows schools to use the games to raise money for charity. Proceeds from the Wichita State game will go to the Wichita Children's Home and to a youth mentoring program run by former Shocker great Cheese Johnson. Wichita State begins its third season under Coach Paul Mills on November 4th. The Shockers will play North Carolina Asheville at Coke Arena. More information is at goshockers.com. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Lou Ann Stevens. Up now, KMUW's Fletcher Powell says one new movie shows small acts can have huge effects.
Tenderness and kindness seem so rare in movies, and increasingly so in real life, too. Enough that it feels remarkable when we see it, and it moves us in a special way. A Little Prayer is a small story, but an important one, that reminds us how powerful it can be simply to treat people with care and love. David Strathairn is Bill, who runs a sheet metal business with his son David. Both men are veterans, and David is having a difficult time readjusting to life outside his deployments. David and his wife Tammy live with Bill and his wife Vanita, and we see that everyone cares very much for each other. But Bill begins to suspect his son is having an affair. Heartbreaking for Bill, both because he's a man who appears to value commitment and integrity, and because Tammy is such an important part of their family. But we also can't know what's going on in other people's lives, and everything is always more complicated than it looks. Also complicated is that David and Vanita's daughter Patty shows up with her own daughter to stay with them after yet another falling out with her husband, who seems to be a real piece of work. Patty is outspoken and brash, and she injects some extra volume into a house that tends to the quiet side. There aren't world-changing complications or revelations here, except that we see through Bill's kindness toward Tammy that in a real way he has changed her life. Bill's far from perfect himself, and we get the idea he can be a bit controlling, or at least he has been at times in his life. But he does care. Strathairn is always a true gem, and he brings a feeling to Bill that he brings to a lot of his characters, one that wins us to his side because of his sincerity. The movie is far from polished, staged basically and sometimes clunkily, but this is one of those cases where you give it a pass, simply because of how valuable the surrounding feelings are. Whatever else we do, we can be kind. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
A Little Prayer is available for streaming rental. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Tomorrow on The Range, understanding this year's Wichita school board races. Plus, why a movie about black farmers hits home for the director of the Tallgrass Film Festival. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.